This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, folks. We are back live. Alan Troyer is about to take over. I'm sitting here in Phoenix in a Mexican food restaurant. Just look at these Americans. They have no idea they're being going under communist Chinese globalist enslavement. It's so sad to see this totally unfolding right now. It's so massive. Most of what Owen said is absolutely right. They're already telling Trump to concede. They're going to claim 22nd Amendment, 25th Amendment. They're going to claim he's got to leave. And this is the big fight now. This is when the knives are going to come out. This is when the traitors are going to come out. And what Owen said is absolutely paramount. We must all go to D.C. We must all go to the state capitol. We must all demand that Trump fight and Trump stop the fraud and not let the Chinese communists steal our election. So what Owen said is the most important thing of the day. Everyone get that bat signaled out. Back to you, Owen.
Thank you, Alex. Leanne McAdoo joins me now in studio. We're going to take your phone calls. I saw Leanne agreeing with that. I want to get her take on that, too. But let me just be clear about something, because in the last week, I've had about as much outreach to me personally from friends and family as I had probably, and this is saying a lot, for like the entire month before that. Most of it in response to the Steve Pachinik thing, which I've already addressed, and I'll address again later on the War Room. But, folks, you have to understand something. Whether or not the Department of Homeland Security and United States Postal Service, encryption, blockchain, watermark, whatever technology they put on the ballots, ends up finding voter fraud or leading to any arrest or something, it's not going to save this country. It's not going to save this country. And it's not going to defeat this massive Democrat steal of the election. It could work. It could be something that helps stop the steal, but it's not going to be the be-all, end-all. So I just want people to understand who keep asking me about this, and I guess because it's really just hopes that this means they can sit back and relax, I suppose. No. You have to get active now. You have to tell your friends and family what's happening now. It is as bad as you think. The answer is no one's coming to save you. No watermark on a ballot is going to save you. It may catch voter fraud. It may help Trump stop the steal. It's not going to save you. It's not going to save this country. You need to get to your state capitol tomorrow at noon. And I think what we may have to do is just, you know what, just say bollocks to the mainstream news that'll probably try to squander this if we start it. But, Leanne, I think we... maybe we just do it here today. I think we have to say, you know what? No matter what, Inauguration Day, D.C., every Trump supporter needs to be there. Right. We need to have 10 million in D.C. Maybe, I mean, you can't have a gun in D.C., but maybe we do it like Richmond, Virginia, and just come arm up and just say, you know what? This is who you're about to pick a fight with. This is your final warning.
Right. And, you know, when you have the Biden campaign putting out a message like, well, we don't have any problem having the police escort out someone trespassing there in the White House, like just this inflammatory language when it's obviously contested, more than half the country is not going to accept the results of this election without it going to the Supreme Court and actually looking into the voter fraud that we can see with our very own eyes. There's more evidence of voter fraud than there was ever for Russian collusion. We had to endure 4 years of that. And they're not even going to...
And think about all the investigations.
But all the investigations, all the lies, all of the sources say or sources familiar with his thinking, or no one came out that actually put their life on the line to back up the tall tales that led to that investigation. And we had to endure that for years. And now they're wanting Trump to just concede, calling him a sore loser. When we can see the voter fraud, we can see that there was zero intensity, zero passion for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. And now we're supposed to believe that millions and millions and millions of insane Americans voted for him. I'm so sick to my stomach just thinking that this is what we're going to have to put up with now. It's like that bully in the schoolyard that, you know, spitballs at the teacher, and then the teacher turns around and blames it on you, and they're like, meh, 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 because they know they're never going to get in trouble. They're never going to get caught. I'm like, what sort of hell planet have we been dropped on?
And it's just such torture for us to sit here and deal with this every day Because, folks, you have to understand, you're a human, okay? You're still a human. You're still a human. So sitting in this limbo period is not, you're going to destroy yourself psychologically. We either have to decide, you have to decide, you're going to fight now, or you can go hide in the hills for another couple years with your food and your guns and your dog before they come to kill you. Those are your two choices.
The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag, Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
Leanne McAdoo in studio. I'm Owen Schroyer, sitting in for Alex Jones. He'll be joining us again before the end of the transmission. I'm going to address what a lot of people want me to talk about on the War Room coming up, so tune into that 3 to 6 p.m. We're going to take your phone calls as well. I want to ask Leanne a question, but first, I have a message for President Trump and anybody and everybody inside the White House or that has a direct communication line with President Trump. Please relay him this message. It's short, it's sweet, and it's what he needs to know. The president can fight this election theft in the courts till the cows come home, and that's good, and he should, and we totally have his back and support him in that, and I do believe that he should and would win that. But what Donald Trump, what President Trump needs to understand is that his strongest card right now is not winning a legal battle in the courts. It's not waiting around for Barr or any of these people to come down with justice against Obama or Comey or Clapper or any of the people that committed treason. We know that. There's options there. There's cards there. There's percentages. There's odds. President Trump, your strongest card right now, the greatest odds for you to be successful and for America to survive this is for you to understand that we have your back. We have your back. 70 million of us minimum have your back. And you say the words, and we will save this country. We will. That's a damn guarantee. So, I understand why you want to take your chances in the court. I understand why you want to take your chances in the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, the CIA, the FBI. But, President Trump, your odds there for success are very low. In fact, maybe slim to none. And I think Slim is walking out the door. But if you put your faith in us and you tell us to get active and you tell us to come meet you in D.C. and you point out the people that committed treason and the enemies of this country, the true enemies, forget what the mainstream media will say about you, President Trump. Forget about the turncoats in the Republican Party will say about you. We will have your back. We will save this country. We just need to know that's what you need. But you say the words, we will. And let this weekend be an example at every state capitol at noon tomorrow. Let this weekend be an example, folks. We have your back, President Trump. You say the words, we'll show up 10 million, 20 million, 30 million, 40 million, 50 million strong if we have to. And if you tell us to execute our Second Amendment right, we will. Because that's our best bet to save this country right now. Now, Leanne, you've been here at InfoWars for a long time. You understand the torment it is. I'm not complaining, but I'm very blessed to have this platform. God put me here for a reason. I've embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, just like everybody listening to this, to know all this corruption is happening, to see it all right in front of your face, and then to feel helpless every day, but to come out and call it out with no action in response. It's torture. It's torment. And now every American is experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
something's got to give here, Leanne.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're in an abusive relationship and you're being lied to again and again and again, and you know you're being lied to, and you just want that person to be straight with you and to be real with you, but they are so pathological that they just can't help themselves and they have to lie to you. And it is true psychological torture that you have to step away from. You have to shut off the mainstream media. They're just lying to us. They are filling our minds with disinfo. And it is torturous, you know, when you're reporting on sex trafficking or, you know, all the pedophilia, things like that are going on, and you're trying to expose this corruption, this darkness, this evil. And then you realize how it's being protected and covered up from these high up levels. I mean, just the darkest, sickest, most evil things you can even imagine. And it does take a lot out of you, because even with this election, just brazen a steal right in your face, a brazen theft, and they're still just smiling and getting away with it. And don't be a sore loser, you know, bend over and take it. This is, you know, this is our country now. Ha ha ha.
It's like a scar. If you keep ripping off the scar, it's going to stay there, or the scab, excuse me. If you keep ripping off a scab and ripping it off and ripping it off, your skin is never going to heal. Mm-hmm. You're going to have your scab there forever, and it's going to turn into just hardened, callous, disgusting scars. That's what this is like. It's like every day we reopen the wound. We reopen the wound. We never get time to heal. We never get time to repair. And we just sit here, and we become so hardened and so callous. And the more they do that, the more they're going to make people battle hardened. And I don't want to do that, folks. I've grown up in the greatest country on earth. I've had a great life. I grew up lower middle class, and I still wouldn't complain a day about all the stuff that I've had to be through. But it's like, this is the greatest country in the world. I don't want to throw it all away, but it's either lose everything or fight for it now. Let's go to the phone calls. Max in Detroit. Michigan is one of the states that they stole in the dark of night. Max, are the people in Michigan up in arms about it?
Yeah, and they are. And it's great to be on the show with you. It's been a dream of mine to talk to you guys over there at InfoWars, so thanks for having me on.
I'm glad you made it in today.
Thank you. I got a couple talking points on a piece of paper here. I don't know if I'll be able to get through them today with you, but the first thing I want to talk about is I actually have a friend who was a Republican poll watcher in Detroit, and she can confirm that they were threatening her, and they were being very confrontational to the Republican poll watchers there. Mm-hmm. So that's not fake news there.
Yeah, we have it on video. They have Biden-Harris masks on. They bully people out. They kick out the GOP poll watchers in Philadelphia. They cheer. They cheer. I mean, mm-hmm. this is the most rampant rape of our republic we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, it's just, you know, I'm 20 years old. This is the first presidential election I've ever voted in. And this is just disgusting. Mm-hmm. You know, this just turns a lot of young people off of voting. You know,
and politics, which is what they want. They want us to go back into the stupor. They want you to go watch Netflix. They want you to go play a video game. They want you to watch porn all night.
Right.
Yeah, they want us to go watch Cuties with Joe Biden, right?
Right.
You're so lucky, yeah.
Yeah, they want us to go sniff some hair. But another thing I want to talk about is the Michigan GOP itself. So I actually volunteer down here in the 12th District, which is south of Detroit, a lot of union auto workers, blue-collar area. We were running out of Trump signs. We were running out of pamphlets for Trump in our, we had never seen it before. And at the 11th hour, 3 days before the election, we were running out of signs. We were telling people, okay, only one or two. We get an influx of 900 signs from the Michigan GOP. It's like we were sabotaged from the beginning with these people.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump campaign this year just seems like it's so much more unorganized than it was last year. And I don't know if it's these deep state moles that are, you know, sneaking their way in or whatever, but Trump needs to nip this in the bud. It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, let me try to get you and the audience a better understanding here of what's going on inside the GOP. There are a very small percentage of Republicans or GOP conservatives who will actually fight for this country. I forget who coined the phrase wartime conservatism. I think it was Buck Sexton. Who said wartime conservatism. You've got maybe 1% of Republicans that are wartime conservatives. Most conservatives just like being involved. They like feeling good. You give them a badge at an event. They like it. They get to vote on some local issue. It makes them feel good. They want to fit in. They want to fit in. They want to take their picture with the governor. They want to shake hands with the city council. They want to schmooze. That's all they want to do. And sadly, we're learning that the hard way. Sure, there's operatives. Sure, there's people that are trying to sabotage. But honestly, Max, it's mostly just pathetic people that are Republicans that just they just want a picture with Don Jr. and they just want to shake the hand of a governor. You know, they just want to have a little placard, a little name key. It just makes them feel good. They don't want to fight.
It's these rhino, I call them stiffs. It's these rhino establishment stiffs that are sabotaging this election. And the last thing I want to talk about that no one's talking about right now in Michigan is the vote disparity between John James, who's running for Senate, and the amount of votes Donald Trump got.
No, in fact, maybe I'll come back with those numbers, Max. I think I sent you those, Daria. I'll come back with some of the numbers. The anomalies, Leanne, between Senate and House races and the presidential race. Again, it just totally shows corruption.
Magical math.
Isn't it magic, huh?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I really believe Joe Biden got 100 million votes.
Oh, for sure. He definitely had way more enthusiasm than Obama did.
I mean, didn't you see
record breaking?
Didn't you see all those people packed in the 6-foot circles?
I saw them.
I mean, he didn't have enough circles.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many distance spaced out, it went out into outer space.
And you could see a Biden rally from space. Oh, wait, no, that was a Trump rally.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com. Or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo Voice.
That story, we're live, by the way, on the Alex Jones Show, Leanne McAdoo, Owen Shore. Is that that story where they found the computer glitch?
Right.
That flipped, it was in Michigan, right?
Correct. 47 Michigan counties used the same software that was a glitch, giving 6,000 votes to Biden and the Democrats that should have gone to Trump. And this was just in one county where they found that after hand counting the votes, they found the glitch. And so if you just add that 6,000 votes into 47 different counties that are using the same software, that's going to have the same glitch. I mean, this is, you know, we deserve to have a fair election, regardless of the outcome. If you're a Democrat, you should be completely okay with it going to the Supreme Court or figuring out, just getting to the bottom of this alleged election fraud.
Even the street average Democrat knows it was stolen too.
Yeah. And you should be okay with transparency, because it is going, you know, we have to just keep the integrity of our elections intact. But if you think that your guy won, that Biden won, then what's the matter? You're just going to embarrass Trump for the second time. You're going to make the rest of us upset again. So, you know, you'll have a second opportunity to celebrate a win if it goes that way. So, like, what's your problem with the transparency? Let us get
because
to the bottom
of
this.
Because they cheated. That's what it is.
Right.
And, you know, it'd be one thing if it was like a Bernie Sanders victory where Bernie Sanders actually had big rallies. I mean, he had tens of thousands of people show up for rallies. You know, he had, you know, e-sluts on Twitter flash tits for Bernie and the Bernie bro dances because they know they can sell their OnlyFans account. So, I mean, the point is, if it was like an actual candidate who had voter enthusiasm and you could see it, then you would say, okay, you know what, maybe he did win this. Biden had nothing.
Right.
Even Democrats hated Biden. So these ridiculous, ridiculous numbers Biden's getting, he's going to close like 100 million votes. I mean, how can anyone believe that? But here's some of the discrepancies that's in this graph. And by the way, I was looking at all this last night. I couldn't sleep until after they stole Georgia last night. It was just instinctually, I just knew I had to watch Georgia. There's all kinds of anomalies. If you look at 2016 to 2020 with counties, like double voter turnout magically, Biden has an increase up to like 85% in some of these counties that Hillary won with 60%. It's just impossible. But here from a U.S. Rebel on Twitter, Biden with record low enthusiasm underperformed across many major cities compared to 2016. But you notice these are the major cities that they didn't cheat all night. New York City, he was down 200,000. Chicago, he was down 250,000. Miami, he was down 7,000. But at 4 a.m. in the cities Biden needed to steal, Atlanta, he jumped 75,000. Detroit, he jumped 67,000. Milwaukee, he jumps 28,000. Pittsburgh, he jumps 29,000. So, and then there's other discrepancies too.
Well, why do these jumps only happen in the middle of the night when no one's around?
Well, because no one's watching. You're sleeping.
But it just seems just
it's
so
like COVID. COVID goes to bed at, you know, 6 a.m. or whatever, and then
it only works when you're walking to and from your table. Once you sit down, you're completely fine.
Exactly. But but it's also, and I don't have those other numbers in front of me. I thought this was the graph. But there's also the discrepancies where in Senate elections, Democrat turnout is normal or below normal, but right. Record turnout for Biden.
Record turnout, more of a turnout than President Obama. And that we could see the enthusiasm for when Obama was running both times. I mean, he had massive crowds. He had Republicans voting for him, too. So many people wanted Obama to win and they voted for him twice. Now, we're supposed to believe that Biden was able to surpass the record numbers that turned out to vote for Obama. I mean, this is absolute crap. This is like brazen lying to my face and just telling me to accept it.
Total gaslighting. And I remember in 2008 and 2012, I couldn't stand Obama. I hated Obama. I knew he was going to win. He had incumbents always have good turnout. So I knew he would win versus a weak Romney. And in 2008, I wasn't really political at all, but at the University of Missouri, Obama came. I went and actually did an anti-Obama demonstration with a couple of my friends, and we got dominated. Everybody loved Obama. He had like 20,000 people, so it was like, okay, well, this guy sucks, but he's going to win.
Right.
This is nothing like that. Biden has nothing.
Right. But, I mean, to just try and gaslight us into accepting that Biden did better than Obama did. I mean, there's just no way.
I mean, there's more enthusiasm to give Hunter Biden a foot job than to vote for Joe Biden. I'm sorry. Okay. Inappropriate humor. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines, though. Let's go to Carlos in Texas. Carlos, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How are you doing? Love the show. You're doing a great job. So is Alex.
Thank you.
I like that Alex is out there.
Yeah, we'll be back out there tomorrow, Austin Capitol, the state capitol here in Austin, Texas, noon.
People were asking, is it going to be noon just all over the country or noon local time?
I would say noon local time. I'll just say noon local time. I can't say, yeah, noon local time. For sure, noon local time, state capitol tomorrow.
Every state capitol.
I look forward to seeing you guys there.
Awesome.
I'll probably be there with you guys. Thing I did want to say is that this is going to go to litigation, and I think, and I hope, together with us not letting anything fall out and people forget about Epstein, we're not going to let people forget about the COVID-19 hoax that if Biden wins is going to completely disappear. But this has to be fought in the courts, and we can't do like the other Republicans who are staying quiet. And I haven't heard not too many people, you know, on either in Congress or in the Senate, except for like Ted Cruz.
Really, right. And we addressed that. And by the way, the Trump administration did make a statement that they're not giving up. They know this whole thing was stolen. But here's what Trump needs to do. I'm telling you, Trump needs to start having rallies next week. He needs to have a rally. Do the 5 rallies a day. Do it all. Have a rally in every state they stole to show how massive his support is. Throw down the gauntlet to Joe Biden to do the same thing. He won't be able to do it. It just gives him more material, and then have his legal team, his team on the ground, just compile all the evidence of the total voter fraud, the videos, the eyewitness accounts, all of it. And then when he gets done with his rallies, then he can say, oh, okay, what do we have? All right, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Carlos?
Completely agree. Yes, there's that part, and then there's the Steve Pachenik. Mind you, I like Steve Pachenik, and I would hope that what he said is valid. Now, the director of the NSA did say that after we saw those shenanigans go on in 2018 and Matt Bevin not continue with his recount effort, because I think...
Well, look, let me just, I've only got 90 seconds, so I'm going to respond to your thing on Steve Pachenik, and I hope this answers people's question. Look, the Steve Pachenik thing went viral, and everybody globbed onto it because we're desperate for answers. Everybody is hanging out here just dying, like looking for water in the desert. Steve Pachenik did not say anything inaccurate on the air. In fact, probably everything he said is going to turn out to be true. The problem is we think somehow that one drop of water is going to satisfy our thirst or make us not dehydrated. No, that's like a tiny little drop of water. Mm-hmm. Yes, they watermarked the ballots. Yes, there's cybersecurity encryption. Yes, it's blockchain. Maybe it'll stop some theft of this election. Yes, is it a sting operation to catch them? Is it going to stop the steal? No. Is it going to save America? No. So everybody just in their desperate thirst for anything, for any resolution of this, is basically saying, oh my gosh, it's the be all end all. Thank God, Owen. Thank God, Steve Pachenik. So, I mean, it's a weird thing. Steve Pachenik he didn't lie about anything. He didn't BS anything. The stories are all out there. Washington Post covered it with the codes on the ballots. But it's not, he never claimed this is going to save the Republic. And it's like somehow people are like thinking,
oh, I can just sit back and relax now. They're handling it for us.
Yeah, this isn't Q here.
Time to show up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, stop the steal. Noon local time, every state capital tomorrow.
DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the bio-true selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without your diet. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA 4 sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA 4's election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply. It was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down. That's part of the global plan. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just being stolen and raped. I mean, come on. I'm a liberal. I love this.
Evil is celebrating and dancing on the grave
of
America.
I'm a good lib. Screw America. That's how you'd be a good progressive Dem, lib.
But can't beat them, join them, right?
The same people that think it's okay to kill a child expect us to believe voter fraud is beneath them. Of course, you could replace so many things with what they're doing. It's like, oh, they faked the pandemic, they faked Russian collusion, they fake us into wars. They wouldn't steal an election. Oh, no way. Not these people. Yeah.
They're willing to incite a civil war. Get us fighting amongst ourselves so that we don't actually turn on them, the people who are supposedly representing us and haven't done a damn thing.
You know what I think?
People.
You know what I think is more sickening and depressing than the corruption that we're dealing with? That is to be expected, right? I think what's even sicker is when I see the libs celebrating it.
Ugh, yes.
Isn't that just, I mean, it's like watching it's somebody vomit and then eat their own vomit.
They're like, oh, we have no integrity in our elections. We're just like Venezuela. Woo!
Yay, and it got my candidate in. Yay!
I didn't even actually vote for him, but it says I did, so woohoo!
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, I mean, these are flooding Twitter today. And I just pulled two out because they provide evidence. But these are there's claims like this flooding Twitter. Because you can go check your vote status. This lady says, my vote says canceled. I voted in person last night. I don't have early voting or mail-in. They made me use a Sharpie and it bled completely through. I'm in Arizona. This is voter fraud. She went to check. She provided the documents here. Here's her information. Says ballot was canceled. Here's her ballot. Voted for Trump. Voted straight Republican. So, of course. Oh, Sharpie ballot for Trump? Canceled. Sharpie ballot for Biden? Good. Julia Song, who's been a guest on InfoWars before, says this also happened to her in where? North Carolina. She voted in person. She goes to check out her status. Says, nope, you didn't vote. Huh.
Yeah.
So that's just magic, Leanne.
I mean, there were just so many instances. It was like every battleground state was given the directive to just whatever you can, do whatever you can to just throw a wrench in it. The machines are broke. A pipe burst. Only pass out Sharpies. Don't allow people to come, you know, bolt the doors, lock the doors, board up the windows. Don't let the poll watcher see. You know, there was just so many different instances. You were seeing them counting the votes and actually writing on them. What was that guy writing on the ballot?
Dozens of them.
Right. Or just crumpling them up and tossing them over in the trash. And then you see the other people around, not even, it's like they're not even going, hey, buddy, you can't do that. They're all just like, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, like, oh, nothing to see here, but don't let the poll watchers in. I mean, seriously, like if you watched professional wrestling growing up, you know, and the guy would come in and they'd fight, and, you know, there'd be three guys in the ring, and one guy would have a chair smashed over his head, he'd be bleeding out of his head. He'd get smashed into, you know, the announcer's table, and then the doctors would have to come out in a stretcher, and they'd put him in, he's dead, and they put him in the back of the ambulance, and they wheel him away. It's like, oh, wow. And then magically, he comes out of the ambulance, he ducks free of the gurney, and he beats two men in the ring and raises the belt, he's the champion. It's like, that's how ridiculous this is. Really? Oh, Biden down all night in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and then magically, at the buzzer, he pulls it off for the victory with the perfect amount of votes, and they stop counting. Oh! I mean, a WWE match is more believable than this.
Right. I mean, that's you're exactly right. Perfect analogy for how they are wanting us to just be this gullible audience and, like, just get into it. You know, we know it's all fake, but it's fun to cheer it on and just get into it. What do you say to the people who are just kind of like giving in and saying, you know what? It doesn't really matter. My life doesn't really change, you know, based every 4 years on who the president's going to be. If Biden and Harris get in, well, whatever. Doesn't affect me that much. These are people who cannot wait to grab on to a tyrannical power. They're people who are going to, day one, impose a national mask mandate. Everyone keeps saying, oh, COVID, no one's going to talk about it again after Biden gets in. Well, why would they give up that power? Why would they give up the power with this hoax of COVID that has enabled them to shut down the economy worldwide and force people into, you know, doing whatever it is they're told so they don't die? I mean, it made people walk in one direction in the freaking supermarket, for goodness sake, for months and months.
Because that'll save you.
Just because they, you know, they were like, maybe this will stop COVID. You know, let's just walk in one direction and, you know, stand 6 feet apart. So they're not going to give that power away and just magically let COVID disappear, especially not when double mask Biden has promised to make all of us mask up again indefinitely.
By the way, I noticed something, the double mask. I noticed what it's really about. His under mask has this weird thing that like protrudes the mask out so that it's not actually skin tight so he can actually breathe. Mm-hmm. If you notice, there's always like an inch gap at the top of it when he double masks so that he can still breathe air.
Yeah, it's like kind of defeating the whole purpose when you're trying to keep your
breath
into your face.
No, but the purpose is obviously virtue signaling.
You're trying not to let the air disperse.
I mean, what? Right? Joe Biden.
He's like, I believe in this so much, I'm going to wear two of them.
Two will save me from COVID. But the truth is, he probably would die if he got COVID.
Huh?
I mean, he's weak and frail. He can barely even walk. Yeah. He has to have Jill out there with a mask telling him what to say. He can't even think.
Yeah, I'm just... It'll be very interesting to watch and see if indeed they're able to steal this election, you know, if indeed we have to accept a Joe Biden presidency. It'll just be interesting to watch how long he'll stay there for. And then what's next? I mean, I don't want to think that too far in the future because it's kind of frightening. But, I mean,
the 79 days of hell. We're in the middle of it.
They've been propping us and massaging us to get ready for Kamala Harris. And why her?
But I mean, Joe even admits it. He's like, I'm running with Kamala.
She's going to be president. You think I'm kidding? Like, they all told him what the plan was, and they're all on board. All of these Democratic leaders in swing states, they're all on board with the steal. Oh, you need us to stop counting the votes indefinitely so that Trump won't be able to get the electoral votes. You want to just keep on holding these out till, I mean, they're all in cahoots. And now they figured out all of these different ways to cheat and steal with this election. So do you think they're not going to use those same tactics in the future or build on those steal tactics? And of course, you know, this isn't the first election they've stolen. I mean, let's just all be real. Like, there's this kind of thing. The fraud has always been there, but now it's so in your face. It's so brazen. And then they're going to get away with it. I mean, there's no pulling back from this. This is why people, even Democrats, we need to stand up and fight to protect the integrity of our elections.
Well, that's why that Philly Democrat poll worker was like, yeah, I'm a Democrat, but they're just cheating right in there.
Right.
He was on Tucker Carlson last night. He was like, hey, look, I'm a registered Democrat. I'm just a poll watcher. They're in there cheating for Biden right now. I just thought you should know. And he was just stunned on Tucker last night. He was just aghast. He was just like, Tucker, I can't believe what I'm witnessing. This is a coup against the president. He's a Democrat. He's just an American. He knows what's going on. He probably didn't even vote for Trump. He just knows that, a coup against the president, that's going to hurt me.
Like, I know there are a lot of lefties out there that cannot wait until we become like Venezuela or socialism. And then hopefully we'll just descend right into communism. Woohoo. It's going to be great. So I know there are some people that are okay with the fact that our elections are being run and stolen like they were in Venezuela. But there's so many of us and people worldwide are watching our elections.
Oh, they're begging for us to get this corruption out of here.
Begging for us not to just sit back and take it. They look to America for us to exercise our freedoms that they risk their lives to come here to experience.
And the crazy thing, too, is because I had my friends from Brazil reaching out there watching this. They reach out to me for the first time in a while saying, what the hell is going on? Like, they're even seeing the steal happening, but like they're afraid to say it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, what is taking so long? This seems a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, they're just blatantly stealing it. And they're like, oh, good. Like, that's what I thought. So I'm not crazy. It's like everybody is seeing this.
Well, how could they count millions of votes on election day and then they have to stop and take a little nap because everyone's tired? And then they're counting like one vote per. It's like they have 6,000 votes. It takes them 2 days to count. I mean, what is going on?
No, actually, I just found another ballot right here in studio, guys. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, you guys forgot to count a ballot here. Oh, look, I found another. Guys, where did these ballots come from? It's another Biden ballot.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, my My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Final segment here with Leanne McAdoo. We've got your callers lined up. I'm going to be hosting the War Room from 3 to 6 as well. Leanne will be back in studio with me then. We'll take more of your calls. Alex Jones may even be joining me in the War Room later. Stop the Steal nationwide at your state capitol, noon local time. Looking forward to being out there tomorrow in Austin, Texas, and seeing a lot of you. I want to take a lot of these calls here right now you've been holding. Let's go to... Is it Gene? Gene in Virginia. Go ahead.
What's happening, Owen?
Oh, just watching the Democrats burn our country to the ground, that's all.
I know, man. Look, this is a fraud, and everyone can see it, that, you know, attached to reality at all. And, well, hey, Leanne, also. Great to see you back on the show.
Hello.
But the thing is, you know, I just feel like he should have done more while he had more power to make sure this didn't happen. That's my only thing. Like, I think if the country was unified, he would have been, like, the best president. But I think in the circumstances that he was put in, he didn't go all the way.
Well, let me just defend Trump here real quick, because I don't disagree with you, but here was the problem. Trump knew it was this bad. He says, oh, I didn't know that the swamp was this deep. Well, okay, nobody knows how deep the swamp is. It's like, how do you know how deep a lake is? You can't see the bottom. You got to swim down.
Yeah.
So, but here's the problem. As soon as Trump got in, the Republicans started pandering, catering, and getting him to believe that they would fight with him and have his back, they lied.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just look at Dan Crenshaw. The other problem is he put swamp people in charge of the federal bureaucracies that have sabotaged him,
mm-hmm.
and he's had his advisors, like, look, I don't like to do infighting, and this is why I like staying in Austin and staying out of D.C., because I don't want to do the D.C. politics. I want to wear jeans to a bar and not have people look down on me. Like, screw you, okay?
Right.
But
yeah, exactly.
When you have Matt Schlapp as part of Trump's team to stop the steal, I mean, give me a break. Matt Schlapp, Schlapp censors InfoWars. So I'm not trying to attack Matt Schlapp. It's just the truth. But my point is, these conservatives that pretend like they have Trump's back do not.
They're weak.
They do not. So it's just hilarious for me to sit up here. I mean, look, you can go listen to on August 28th, and Harrison Smith has done this too. Alex Jones said, here's all the plans. I mean, we literally laid all of this out for President Trump. We told President Trump exactly what they were doing, and people like Matt Schlapper is here saying, don't listen to InfoWars. People like Sebastian Gorka are in his ear saying, don't listen to InfoWars. And that's what's so sad. So you have conservatives sabotaging Trump, because they don't want our narrative to dominate, because, quite frankly, we're 10 times the men these people are. But we'll just leave that there. And then they want to be able to turncoat on him when he loses to still pretend like they're the Republican conservative establishment that will stab us in the back 3 times on Sunday. But then you have the mainstream news that has all these libtards out there cheering for their own demise, cheering for their own enslavement, cheering against Trump because of all the lies. And Trump would be the greatest president in the history of the world if people would just get behind him and understand what he's trying to do. Sure, he's not perfect. Of course, you're going to disagree with him. But yeah, it's the mainstream news lying about him. And then it's fake Republicans, fake patriots, fake conservatives that have Trump's ear that are stopping him from getting the real narrative.
Mm-hmm.
We have no unity. The communists, who this is, they are so unified. I don't even think we can understand it yet. You know, like,
right.
They're so unified. They're doing.
We were just talking about that.
I don't think they're as unified as we think. I mean, it appears that way because of Hollywood and the mainstream media echo chamber, but
they're organized.
On the streets, they don't have a clue.
The people running the show behind the scenes, I forget whether they have their little, you know, Antifa, different layers of penetration. The leaders of those groups, the organizers, I mean, they're very organized, and they've kind of figured it out how to use the people, the innocent people in the crowd who are just wanting to be part of a march or something.
The mob.
Yeah, they know exactly how to use the mob to their advantage. So that is, on the one hand, if you're we're talking about taking it to the streets, you do have to have a little bit of concern for how unified some of these, even though there's anarchy, they believe in total anarchy, but they're also
You know what, in some weird providential way, I have a feeling that they're eventually going to boomerang and not be on our side, but it'll be like the same thing, like you make strange bedfellows in Love and War. They're going to get it that they're getting screwed by the establishment. I mean, they're
right.
Not, they don't like the Democrat Party.
Well, they say that they're not for either candidate.
They hate
the United States.
The communists in Austin tagged buildings anti-Biden stuff on it.
Right. And so it'll be interesting to see if they do indeed follow through with the looting and the rioting that was planned. And the destruction to take down the U.S.
By the way, you did have people arrested, Antifa people arrested in Portland who were planning violence and terror attacks the night of the election. They got caught with guns and stuff. I mean, I don't know. They've already destroyed Portland. I don't know why they just burned their own communist stronghold to the ground. But I guess that's the irony of a dumbass commie. Gene, thank you for the call. I got to jump. Let's go to Peter in Washington. Peter, go ahead.
Hi, Owen.
Hello.
The key is we can put pressure on Republicans only. Republicans control both the entire legislature and executive and governor's office in Georgia and Arizona. In Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, they control the legislature, both chambers. The House has to ratify the electors. The Senate has to accept the electors. Robert Barnes said, when it comes down to it, the Senate gets to vote and then the House gets to vote, but it's by state delegation. It's not by individual member of the House. So Republicans have a majority in both the House of Representatives and the Senate for in terms of approval of the electors. Every American should put pressure on their elected Republicans to do something about this fraud, and they have the ability to do it in the key states involved.
Yep. call, email, go to your local representation, your state representation, go to their websites, get their emails, get their phone numbers, leave them messages, leave them emails. Exactly.
They can't sit this one out.
The thing is, we've got a whatever political capital you think you have with the Republican Party, it expires forever on January 20th. After the inauguration, we're headed into Venezuela territory, and if you think you're going to enjoy your status within the Republican Party, you're dreaming. Mm-hmm. Ask a California Republican what it means to have power within the California Republican Party. It's going to be the same thing in the United States as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch McConnell better realize that.
Yeah, he's been relatively silent throughout all this. So has Lindsey Graham. He did have time to do a Fox News hit last night, and he somehow has $500,000 to donate to the Election Defense Fund. Where did you get that money, Lindsey? But it is so frustrating, Leanne, and because I don't want to come on here and name names and say, look at this, don't trust this guy, don't trust this guy, this guy will sell you out. But, I mean, at what point do we just start telling, I mean, I just...
Well, do they not think that they're going to have these same tactics used against them? You know, the Republican hopeful for 2024, that, you know, do they not think that they're going to have to be dealing with the same type of election fraud and the same type of tactics that were used in this election? This is the time, especially when there's so much support for this president from the people, to get to the bottom of this and to really go into the investigation. And I understand where you're coming from, saying Trump's taking the wrong angle with this by trying to go to the Supreme Court and Department of Justice and everything, because they've totally thrown him under the bus time and time again. So how can he trust them to really get to the bottom of this time around? And I agree with you on that. It's just almost like we're stuck between the rock and the place.
And just be on the lookout for anybody, any commentator who's talking down at you because you won't accept the results of this election if Biden won, or if they come out and they say just Biden won, just accept it. Just know who they are. Just know who they are and know who they're pandering to. Let me try to squeeze one more in here. Mark in New Jersey. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you guys doing today?
Good, thank you.
So, it's so kind of frustrating when I just, like, walk around, even with the dog early in the morning, like, you just see a whole bunch of, like, commie shit. It's really crazy.
All right, I got to drop you, Mark. That's too cussing. I'm sorry. We're on terrestrial radio. Dion in Ohio. Go ahead. Keep it clean. Do we have Dion?
John. In Ohio.
Oh, John. Yep, sorry, John. Go ahead.
I'm a long-time listener, been listening for about 10 years now, since I was about 17 years old. I'm glad Alex is out in Arizona and doing something about this. And I'm glad you guys are organizing protests for everything statewide, because I got on the website last night, Stop the Steal, and there was nothing for Ohio because, you know, there's tons of people here who are sick and tired of this, man. And they're ready to stand up and see what they got to do.
Yeah, so we just have to continue to flex our muscle in the streets and show our strength and numbers in the streets. And I'm telling you, President Trump, you should seriously have a rally. You should have a rally in all the states they stole from you next week. I'd announce it today. You'll have hundreds of thousands of people show up, throw the gauntlet down to Biden, say, you know what? Who knows what happened in the election? Let's see your supporters, Biden. My supporters are out here. They're waving flags. Where are yours, Joe? And, of course, there will be none. And then they'll have to say, well, the pandemic. Pandemic.
No. Stay home.
Yeah. Nobody's dying that anymore. The pandemic died overnight.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.